Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we'll talk all about curiosity. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing today?
Sure, Rick. Now, you've heard the old saying that curiosity killed the cat. But I heard that the very first person who said that back in old England was actually talking about the rather vicious dog next door named Curiosity, and that's what killed his cat. Or not. Certainly, it never harmed Curious George, the monkey, or his friend, the man in the yellow hat. But it might just be one of your most powerful yet natural tools yet. How so? Stay tuned.
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, how about you?
Curiosity, from the Latin curiositas, is a strong desire to know or learn something and is linked to activities like exploration, investigation, and evident by observing humans and animals. We're all curious. Just remember your childhood, for instance. I wanted to check out flies and bees, so to see how they were flying. They were doing things I couldn't do until a bee stung me. I became a little bit less curious at that moment and ran to my mom. Later, I knew why it happened. The biology teacher explained it to us. As a change facilitator, I help people to unlock their potential to create the life they desire and to be more balanced, effective, and joyful. This implies that you have a curious mind. But I discovered that many, many people, unfortunately, put their innate quality on the back burner.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you want to know more? Stay tuned. Rick.
Wow. Thank you, Frank. Great stuff. So this is what I'll be sharing. As a young child, I remember taking apart my father's AM radio. What happened next sparked a lifetime of curiosity, creation, and innovation. Stay tuned as I share one of my favorite life events. All right, what do you have today, Peter?
I just have this image of your father chasing you. That's what happened next. Yeah, right? What did you do to my radio? Well, Jeffrey James, who's a contributing editor to Inc. magazine, wrote, "Being successful at business requires many things, courage, creativity, people skills, and so forth. However, there's one character trait whose importance is sometimes neglected, and that's curiosity. Curiosity," he wrote, "is like a Swiss Army knife with all the attachments. It gets the job done in nearly every situation and is easy to access once you've got it in your toolkit." Now, of course, Inc. magazine is focused on business, but I think this is true of all life. Curiosity gets the job done in nearly every situation. It's a vital tool for any time you take a wrong turn or hit a bumpy patch on the road of life. It's essential for moving you back onto the path to flow and fulfillment. And it's an essential part of the Pathfinder's question, because once you've asked the Pathfinder's question, you just look to see what you notice next. And you do this with a little detachment, because your job, Dobby's job, Dobby your brain, they're done. Now you only have to look. It's not your job to figure out how to get back on that path to flow and fulfillment. That's Pathfinder's job. So you encourage Dobby's natural curiosity. Let's see what Pathfinder comes up with. It's a bit like when you're watching a good television program. Shh, quiet everyone. Game of Thrones is on. I want to see who gets killed next. Because you and Dobby don't know how to get out of this dead end or rough stretch you're in. Dobby's blaming everyone, echoing Laurel and Hardy's catchphrase, "That's another fine mess you've gotten me into." So now you just watch. You like, just like you watch to see how your friend gets himself out of the mess he made. Or like a Patriots fan in the 2017 Super Bowl, when you can't see how the Patriots are going to defeat the Falcons, when out of nowhere, the Patriots come all the way back from a seemingly insurmountable deficit and they win the game. But when you ask the Pathfinder's question, you're always experimenting. You're always just saying to yourself with curiosity, "What happens when I do this? What happens?" Rick, Frank, and I are partners in the mission to do the most good for the most people. And when I hear the naysayers explain why it's not realistic what we're trying to do, I just answer by quoting the Blues Brothers. They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God. Well, the Blues Brothers were a little intense and a little deluded, but I love the idea. Mostly, really, what I do is I remind myself that when I coach Dobby to follow the guidance from within, Pathfinder, I feel like Bjorn Borg, the tennis player. I'm in the flow. I know that I can do things and we can do things that no one has ever seen before, and we can't lose. Instead of trying to figure out every detail to control things, I just can't wait to see what my Pathfinder or Rick or Frank's Pathfinder comes up with. I'm intensely curious to see how far we can take this project with our member partners. We're having a blast building this community, and we're questioning every restriction that prevents us from really helping you level up your life while you help others level up theirs. The research says you really learn this stuff that we're giving you. You really integrate it so that you can apply it into your life when you try to coach someone else to apply it. That's why we're doing this. We're doing this because we want to really integrate it into our own lives. The research says you can build up your resilience for the rough times in your life when you reflect upon how you're helping others. So with the Source Online Coaching Center, we are curious to see if that is the best model for you. Don't just come to suck up our brilliance, although we don't mind if you suck up to us a little bit. We've got egos too. Come curious to discover if you can really level up your own life while helping other members level up theirs. That's a whole new paradigm. We're so used to learning how to do something just to apply it to ourselves. But what if we learned how to do something by helping others learn to do it? You know, it's like hearing a great joke and then thinking, what's a better way of telling this to someone? You're thinking and thinking about that joke. Well, perhaps what we teach is no joke. But thinking about how does this make sense to someone who's worried about this or that going on in their life? How does that help you apply it? It's amazing. And that type of curiosity, even just what you learn by being curious about the lives of others that you meet, will more than repay you in your interactions with others in your own life. Now, I don't know if you've ever watched any soap operas, but the whole progress, the whole story, that the soap opera itself all depends on one thing, curiosity. Somebody enters stage left, mentions something, then exits stage right. And one character says, "What did she mean by that?" If not for that curiosity, if they had just taken the person at their word and let the comment go by, nothing would happen in a soap opera. Life depends upon curiosity. Forward movement depends upon it. So see what happens if you act like Rick, Frank, and I, who are always very curious, and see what happens if you try in your life asking like Masanobu Fukuoka, excuse that, One Straw Revolution said, well, what happens if we don't do this? That curiosity is so important because everybody's doing things the usual way, and maybe it's good for them. But is it the best for you? Of course, we want to be financially successful with the Source. We're living in the material world, but we're convinced that we can do it in a way that helps you be successful, not just in your life, but within the Source. We want to empower all the helpers out there to earn income at the Source by helping others. That's really exciting because I know that there's a ton of people out there doing whatever they're doing in life who would love to earn an income, maybe even a living, helping others. We want to make that happen, not by giving you a fancy diploma after you've taken our $3,000 course. How many times have you seen people become certified in this or that, and they hang their shingle out on the internet with an extensively designed website, marketing their new service on every social media, and sitting around twiddling their thumbs as they bleed out their bank account? Now, we don't think that's a good way. But what if we could build the Source and offer members a way to help people and earn money within the Source? I don't know. It's a crazy idea. I'm curious to see what happens. Curiosity encourages you to experiment and to make small, purposeful bets. No experiment ever fails. Every experiment simply moves you further down what Cat Stevens called the road to find out. Rick?
Wow. Brilliant stuff, Peter. Thank you. Frank? What do you got?
The road goes on forever and the party never ends, that's for sure. And that's what the source is all about. And that's what we want to share with you, being part of that road and being part of that party that never ends. So, but anyway, focusing on this subject of curiosity. For instance, you won't be a Nobel Prize winner if you're not curious. Neither will you become a successful carpenter, a good one. Yeah, who don't make crap, but really good stuff. Curiosity is the backbone of discoveries. Curiosity is an innate quality we all possess, not only, but we look at, when you look also at animals, they are also very, very curious. Curiosity is not a standalone quality. It is, of course, linked to a lot of qualities we have, like thinking, observing, feeling, listening, analyzing, asking questions, and much more. Talking to people, I often see that during their life, their curiosity changes or diminishes somehow. I give you an example. Suppose you're working in a corporate and you want to change a thing in the way you work and do your colleagues work in your department. You know, it can be done better, etc. You're curious and you want to explore if something can be done quicker, easier, cheaper, with more fun or whatever. You take the initiative, even make a proposal, and start to discuss your ideas with colleagues, and you get some responses. They might be willing to listen to you, and at the same time, they raise a lot of questions. At some point, they throw in a lot of yes, buts, and what ifs at you. You try to answer them as good as you can and even ask them for some input. You get a few reactions, but you notice that many of them are not so much interested in the end. Too busy with running their own show or whatever. Although you still think your ideas are great, self-doubt might kick in. What is the right timing? Was it the right timing? How good were my ideas really? Did I approach the right people? Was the way I approached them a smart way of doing it? These are all relevant questions to ask yourself, but meanwhile, your initiative goes out like a candle.
Yeah.
Your initial curiosity and enthusiasm might turn into a feeling of frustration. Self-doubt is replaced by a kind of resentment. Yes. Do you recognize this in some way? I might be exaggerating a bit, but this process can lead to a situation that people only stay in their jobs for the paycheck, not motivated, not inspired. Is this what you want? So staying curious is crucial because it is an important part of your life's engine that is fueled by change. Change is the essence of life. Embrace it. So is curiosity. Your curiosity makes you aware of it. So please be playful, stay playful, spontaneous, eager, open-minded, willing to experiment and to be disruptive in a positive way. Whatever anyone else is going to tell you, just do it. Rick, what about you? Are you still a curious guy or not at all?
I'm very curious, Frank.
Oh, that's good.
The most curious. So that basement workbench was the scene of many repairs. And when I took it over, it became my very first research laboratory. It was the summer of 1966, and I was 4 years old. And I decided once and for all to see what made that big yellow box talk every morning. It was Dad's Channel Master AM radio, and that was my first foray into professional curiosity. I stood up on the toilet seat, took it down, and quietly snuck downstairs after he left for work. Positioned it on its face, exploring the tiny screws on the back. After about 15 minutes, transistors, speaker, lots of wires, a coil, and things I never saw before. Later that day, he came home. He laughed at the parts strewn all around the workbench. Now what are you going to do? And I looked up, and I had everything all over, and I had no idea how to put it back together because I didn't pay that much attention taking it apart. But this began a lifetime odyssey of curiosity and playful exploration. He wasn't mad. He only laughed at my four-year-old self. And that was the best lesson that I could have ever gotten because it gave me permission to remain curious. And even though I had taken apart other things after that, sometimes not to the same pleasant reaction, I never hesitated to take apart the things in front of me. And I think that that's the lesson in my curiosity. Peter, final thoughts.
Well, the first thought comes to me is please stay away from my television. I want you taking it apart. So, you know, that phrase that I opened with, curiosity killed the cat. A lot of people don't realize that's only part of a phrase. Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought it back. And we believe that if you're curious enough to try out the source, satisfaction will bring you back. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Frank, final thoughts?
Yes. Think of what fuels your curiosity today, what makes you wonder. What is the one simple thing you can have a closer look at? How does it work? What can be improved? Can I do something about it? Challenge yourself to be playful, spontaneous, eager, open-mindedness. Taking apart radios, cars, television screens, opening boxes you have never been in, taking shortcuts you think you mind about, wherever you end up. I mean, life is an experiment. Play with it. And it is not, if life wasn't life insurance, we all would be already insured and nothing really happens. So be playful and stay playful. That's what we're going to do and challenge you at the source. So want to talk about it? roadaheadcafe.com. We'll have a look at it. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about all of us. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day. See you at the source.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So when we foster curiosity and allow ourselves and more importantly others, especially kids, to explore, tear apart, and discover freely, we open the door to limitless possibility and wonder. Be the door opener. And we've opened the door to a new community for you at the source. Feed your curiosity by joining us today. Thank you for being at the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.